Then they were walking along the stream together, and he said, Maria, I love thee, and thou art so lovely and so wonderful and so beautiful, and it does such things to me to be with thee that I feel as though I wanted to die when I am loving thee. Oh, she said, I die each time. Do you not die? No, almost. But did thee feel the earth move? Yes, as I died. Put thy arm around me, please. No, I have thy hand. Thy hand is enough. He looked at her and across the meadow where a hawk was hunting and the big afternoon clouds were coming now over the mountains. And it is not thus for thee with others? Maria asked him, they now walking hand in hand. No, truly. Thou hast loved many others. Some, but not as thee. And it was not thus, truly? It was a pleasure, but it was not thus. And then the earth moved. The earth never moved before? Nay, truly never. Aye, she said, and this we have for one day. He said nothing. But we have had it now at least, Maria said. And do you like me too? Do I please thee? I will look better later. Thou art very beautiful now. Nay, she said, but stroke thy hand across my head. He did that, feeling her cropped hair soft and flattening, and then rising between his fingers, and he put both hands on her head and turned her face up to his and kissed her. I like to kiss very much, she said, but I do not do it well. Thou hast no need to kiss. Yes, I have. If I am to be thy woman, I should please thee in all ways. You please me enough. I would not be more pleased. There is no thing I could do if I were more pleased. But you will see, she said very happily. My hair amuses thee now because it is odd, but every day it is growing. It will be long, and then I will not look ugly, and perhaps you will love me very much. Thou hast a lovely body, he said, the loveliest in the world. It is only young and thin. No, in a fine body there is magic. I do not know what makes it in one and not in another, but thou hast it. For thee, she said. Nay, yes, for thee and for thee always, and only for thee, but it is little to bring thee. I would learn to take good care of thee. But tell me truly, did the earth never move for thee before? Never, he said truly. Now am I happy, she said. Now am I truly happy. You are thinking of something else now? She asked him. Yes, my work. I wish we had horses to ride, Maria said. In my happiness, I would like to be on a good horse and ride fast with thee riding fast beside me, and we would ride faster and faster, galloping, and never pass my happiness.
We could take thy happiness in a plane, he said absently,
and go over and over in the sky like the little pursuit planes shining in the sun, she said, rolling it in loops and in dives. Que bueno, she laughed. My happiness would not even notice it.
Thy happiness has a good stomach, he said, half-hearing what she said. Because now he was not there. He was walking beside her, but his mind was thinking of the problem of the bridge now, and it was all clear and hard and sharp as when a camera lens is brought into focus. He saw the two posts and Anselmo and the gypsy watching. He saw the road empty, and he saw movement on it. He saw where he would place the two automatic rifles to get the most level field of fire, and who will serve them, he thought, me at the end, but who at the start. He placed the charges, wedged and lashed them, sunk his caps and crimped them, ran his wires, hooked them up and got back to where he had placed the old box of the exploder, and then he started to think of all the things that could have happened and that might go wrong. Stop it, he told himself. You have made love to this girl, and now your head is clear, properly clear, and you start to worry. It is one thing to think you must do, and it is another thing to worry. Don't worry. You mustn't worry. You know the things that you may have to do, and you know what may happen. Certainly it may happen. You went into it knowing what you were fighting for. You were fighting against exactly what you were doing, and being forced into doing to have any chance of winning. So now he was compelled to use these people whom he liked, as you should use troops toward whom you have no feeling at all if you were to be successful. Pablo was evidently the smartest. He knew how bad it was instantly. The woman was all for it, and still was, but the realization of what it really consisted in had overcome her steadily, and it had done plenty to her already. Sordo recognized it instantly and would do it, but he did not like it any more than he, Robert Jordan, liked it.